I'm changing into my annual meeting clothes. I'll pour a cup of coffee. We'll see where this takes us. You all have the agenda, right? I mean, I can try to get fancy and put it on the screen, but I'm trusting that you've all printed it out or at least looking at it on your own screen. I need to anchor this again so I don't, it's not brushing against my clothes all the time. There, that should be better. And now the first order of business is coffee. Okay, I think we can carry on here. All righty. There are actually a few prayers at the beginning here. One, two, three. So I call this annual meeting of the Parish Church of the Epiphany to order. And we'll say a prayer for our meeting, a prayer in time of pandemic, and then a prayer memorializing all those who died since our last. And they're not just members of our parish, they're members of our parish, friends of ours, and others who have been remembered in our Sunday prayers for those who have died during this whole year since we last had our last annual meeting. So, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, source of all wisdom and understanding, be present with all of us who take counsel in this meeting for the renewal and mission of your church. Teach us in all things to seek first your honor and glory. Guide us to perceive what is right, and grant us both the courage to pursue it and grace to accomplish it through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. O most mighty and merciful God, in this time of grievous sickness, we seek your saving help. Deliver us from our peril. Give strength and skill to all those who minister to the sick. Prosper the means made use of for their cure. And grant that, perceiving how frail and uncertain our life is, we may apply our hearts to that heavenly wisdom which leads to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And now we pray for those who have departed this life since our last annual meeting. O God, who by the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light, grant that your servants, being raised with him, may know the strength of his presence. And we remember especially Keegan Zakos, Jose Luis Aguilera, Marco Espinosa, Monty Schultz, Colleen Collier, Cynthia Pierce, Andy Kala, Mae Gibson, Everett Holbrook, Barbara Castor, Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, Thomas Addison Buckner, Connor Lyle, Michael Montague, Patsy Stewart, David Webb, Marina Shako, John Cantu, Kenneth White Jr., Sharon Duffy, David Galvan, Gilbert Castillo, Molly Chalmers, Tom James, Jackie Bailey, Miranda Roberts, Milton Stark, Marianne Gordy, Abacuc Ramos, Priest, Glenn Childers, Kay Weaver, Steve Summers, Ben Ray, Judy Shelby Edwards, Beth Steelman, Florence Jeffers, Roy Oakley, Esmond Tutu, Archbishop, Judy Kirkendall, Betty White, all of the victims of COVID-19, and others you may wish to name, remember, aloud or silently, at this time.
Hi, Lida.
Grant that they may rejoice in God's eternal glory Christ, eternal glory, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Now we are, I hope she's with us now. Diane Williams, are you out there? She might not have joined us yet. I have to appoint her clerk in her absence. You're recording, right, Otis? So that
Diane can pick
up. Okay, so Diane can pick up from that, whatever she may miss in person. At this point, I do, though, appoint Diane Williams, clerk of the meeting, regardless of where she is in cyberspace at this point. So, the next order of business are reports. You've received all of those. And so that means that my report is really correcting the report that I sent you. So Lee Myers is now Secretary of Daughters of the King, and Susan Wallace is Treasurer of the Daughters. Rachel, Bryson, Dina Geither, and Kranz Nichols have been helping with Community Kitchen in 2021 and continue to do so. And Becky Carlson, though not a parishioner at Epiphany, she's a strong and stalwart friend of Epiphany, heads up the Epiphany team for our Thursdays at Community Kitchen. And Mark Pack remains a devoted member of that group. So let me know of any other corrections I should make. I'll pause. I'll actually let you do that. Something that I either put in at the wrong place or assigned the wrong role to or forgot altogether, which is entirely possible. You're either being very kind or maybe we caught them all. The most important part of my report was to thank all of you for your faithfulness, flexibility, and patience as we continue to move through a unique time in the parishes and the world's history. You are that shining light of which we were just speaking through all of it, and examples of the grace of God at work in the world. And now, I'll ask Linda Myers first. I don't know if JJ is with us. JJ, are you here?
Diane's here, though, just so you know.
Okay. Yay, Diane, you've already been appointed, so just so you know. Good to see you. JJ often asks to work on Sunday, so he may not be with us. Linda, I'll ask you if you have additions that you would like to make to your report, the printed one.
I don't have additions at this time other than to peacefully thank everyone.
All righty. And I want to thank... and I did it in my report, so I won't go on at length, except to say one thing to read the printed words, nothing to hear, I think. Just how very grateful I am to those who are ending their terms this time around, let me hasten to add, ending their terms on the history of the Church of the Epiphany. J.J. Gonzalez, who served 1 year as vestry member alone, and then 2 years as our junior warden. And Sandy Arrington and Otis McClay. I will miss your input in the meeting, and I'm grateful to you, Otis, and to you, Sandy, for all that you have done for the guidance and upbuilding of the vestry and continue to do for this parish of Epiphany. I'll show you something real quick if I can. And this is where I get myself in trouble trying to be all fancy and stuff, but maybe I should have you talk among yourselves. I will show you the certificate. There's Otis's. You don't see it yet. You will if I play my card right. There it is. Otis's certificate of gratitude, our gratitude to him. And I might even be able to pull up, Sandy Arrington's. There it is. So I didn't do as smooth a job as Carol Weathers did last week handing me an envelope, but at least you're able to see the certificate that they'll receive. I want to try to get back to the screen now. Well, I have to stop sharing. Well, not stop sharing, but stop sharing the screen. Thank you all. Now, actually, about every other year, I go to the canons of the church to make sure that I'm really right about this, that this really is the only essential action of the annual meeting every year is to elect the new members of the vestry. Because all during the year, there was some point in my own personal history, I remember saying to people that the vestry acts in just as the annual meeting all during the year, acts on your behalf. Actually, no, it's the vestry who has the authority, who always makes decisions after you elect them. So it's not like a mini annual meeting every month. It's your leaders, your elected leaders acting in your name every month. And so this election is very important. Linda, I was going to ask you if you would place the names in nomination as senior warden and as that makes you nominal head of the nominating committee this year, if you would please.
Sure, absolutely. On behalf of the vestry, we nominated Dina Guther, David Light, and Susan Wallace.
All right. Serve as 3-year terms as members of the vestry of the Church of the Epiphany. Are there any further nominations from the floor? Well, the virtual floor. Hearing none, I will call the nominations closed. And if someone would move nomination, election of the slate. Why don't you do that, Linda, as part of your
Certainly. I move unanimous affirmation of the slate to be elected to vestry.
All those in favor, hold up some kind of hand, either your that kind or your digital hand, if you're that savvy about how the function works. Either way, we've got you. You're recorded. I would say all opposed, see there, by unanimous affirmation, the Dina Guyther, David Leach, and Susan Wallace have been elected as our new vestry members. Thank you all for that. Before I move from that, I would just say something about flexibility. Yay! Yes, applause. I see silent applause. I like that. One of the observations I'd make is that I thank you all for your flexibility and patience doing all this Zoom business for almost 2 years now. We're really coming up on 2 years. Look at this. There are parishes that have just struggled and struggled to make it through, and people haven't been coming to their, and there are also parishes with great elaborate Facebook Live pages and live streaming of all this stuff. But you're here week in and week out, and one of the great testimony to that is two of the people we just elected to our vestry are people who joined us online during this pandemic, Susan and Dina. And I'm so happy that you found us and that you're with us in this new capacity as well. That's great. That means that I said that's our only essential item of business. Everything else is FYI. So FYI, I tried to just finesse Linda Meyer's nomination as senior warden, saying, well, of course, you know, she's I had thought that somehow we'd changed our tack
of
electing wardens for 2 years instead of one. But we do this each year, and it's the vestry who elects the wardens. But FYI, the people whose names are being presented to be elected wardens at our next vestry meeting, which, by the way, this is a good way to give a plug to this Thursday, are Linda Myers, a senior warden, to whom I am so grateful for her willingness to serve another year, and Rachel Bryson, who may be having her dishwasher installed right now. I don't see her online at this moment. And she told me that this might happen. Lowe's is delivering her dishwasher right now as we speak. And when Lowe's comes, you let them in. So there you go. Also, something, this is a unique in my years. Someone told me, corrected me, this is my ninth annual meeting at Epiphany, which is just amazing to me. It really is. But this is the first time we've been able to say, here are the people who will be delegates to the Diocesan Council from Epiphany. We actually did it ahead of time for once. And everyone had an opportunity to nominate themselves or someone else. The people who we elected as our delegates are Rachel Bryson, Diane Hayes, Sherry Musgrove, and Lee Myers, and Linda Myers. Frankly, we elected them all. And then we can only seat four as regular members. And so Linda Myers, typical of herself, has graciously said she would be happy to be the alternate, but we're going to pull a fast one at council anyway. We'll alternate. We'll switch back and forth. The alternate has to sit, as I recall, in back of the house. But we'll just switch her out with other people so that everybody gets their time at our regular table. She should be sitting in my place because I can't vote anyway because I came into the diocese retired, which means I cannot be canonically resident. I only look like I'm here. I'm canonically resident in the Diocese of Chicago. Well, and that's the way retirement works. So there you go. Before turning the virtual floor over to Diane Hayes, our hardworking and talented treasurer, I've already done that, but I'll repeat it again. My heartfelt and sincere gratitude to Linda Myers, senior warden, and Diane Williams, our person who does everything during the week, clerk, office manager, and parish secretary. Thank you both so much. And now I'll turn this over. Yay. And now I'll turn this over to Diane Hayes to present, again, this is FYI, our 2021 financial report and the 2022 budget, which you all should have.
I hope you have your copy available. I will just echo what Linda Myers has said about us being so blessed this year. We're so grateful. A couple of years ago, I think the last time Bill Drake was treasurer, I remember him saying that in pledges we had reached 97%, and that was fabulous. This year, I have to tell y'all, I'll give you the exact figure. In our pledges, we have reached 113.87%, or 114% of our pledges that we had on our budget. You wonder how we got over 100%? It's that we've had several people to pledge that were not, that had not pledged in the year, but they continue to contribute. So it's just been a blessing. And speaking of contributions, your contributions letters went out this past week. So if you haven't received them, you will receive them in the next day or two. Okay, let me just explain a few things about the financials. I've already talked about the pledges. The loose plate is what comes in when we are in church. And although we were in church physically very few weeks, we gathered $2,377.50 in loose plates. That's fabulous. We have had some wonderful blessings this year. Special offerings are money that comes in sometimes from people that are not even members of our church. Sometimes the special offerings are designated, like we had one that came in that wanted to be put in the air conditioning fund. And then miscellaneous income is where I can't figure out where else to put it, so I put it in miscellaneous. Discretionary fund offering is what is put in to add to Michael's discretionary fund. The memorial fund offering, if somebody does not make the check directly to memorial fund account, it comes through our general account, and then we have to put it into there. The lawn service, isn't that fabulous? $5,380 collected. That is special offerings that people have given to help pay to offset our lawn costs. Lawn is not in our budget, so that's been wonderful. Pretty much everything else is pretty common. Let me say this right away, that if you have any questions, you can contact me. But if you'll look at the very last page, the excess income expenses, if you notice under the annual budget column, our budget was a deficit budget of $12,987. We ended up with a plus number of $6,592.89. I don't know where the 89 cents came from, but you know, it's there. So that meant that we overcame the 12,000 deficit plus 6,000. That is a fabulous. I cannot thank you enough and just tell you that it's so glorious that, especially in this particular difficult time, how much that Epiphany has been blessed by all of you. And I thank you very much. Again, if you have questions about this, give me a call. You can call me on my cell, or I'm usually at church on Wednesday mornings if you want to come by and talk about anything. Unless you have questions now, we'll go to the budget.
Just before we do, I listened to every word you said, Diane, I really did, but at the same time, I was pulling this up. So if anybody needs to see, can you see it?
Yes.
On my screen?
Yes.
If there's anything that anybody needs to see, let me know and I'll try to stop the document at that point or show you. There's the last thing that the bottom line that Diane was talking about. Oh. Oh, Tamara. Tamara's joining us. That's just wonderful. She thinks she's joining us for Bible study. But this is a special treat, Tamara. This is our annual meeting. We're glad to have you with us, but it's not at all what you expected, I'm sure. Hi there.
I'm sorry. Well, shall I just leave you to your annual meeting?
No, we're delighted to have you here, but you may or may not find this very interesting.
Welcome.
We're happy to have you with us. Okay. That's great. Glad you're here again. All righty. Anything anybody wants to see? If not, I'll try to get over to look at the, where did I get this from? I remember. I just have to find it again. The budget, right? Is that where we're headed?
Yes.
Okay, let's, can you actually? Okay, all righty. There we go. Back to you, Diane.
Okay. I gave you the 21 budget, 2021 budget and the 2022 budget, so you can see where we came from and where we're going. Because our pledges came in fairly well this year, we have increased what we anticipate to receive in pledges to 103,000. Loose plate, we're keeping at 2,000. Rent, 2,400. For those of you that are not aware, the parish hall has been rented by a martial arts gentleman, and he's paying $200 a month for it. So we have income there that we have not had before. Special offerings, because we did so well last year, we put it in at 7,000. We hope we get that, but we don't know. Miscellaneous income is 600. I know for sure we'll get 600 on that. And so as you can see down where the total revenue, instead of 113,000, we anticipate 115,000 this year.
And that's without.
And that of course is without the lawn coming in. Again, we didn't put anything there because that is not a budgeted item. That is a gift item. The expenses for a staff remain the same. There's not been any increase or decrease. And we're very grateful to all of you, you three, that have been gracious enough to accept what we can offer for the last several years the same. Doesn't mean we don't love you. We love you. We wish we could give you some extra. But, you know, only love comes. All right, let's go on down. Expenses. Let me look at my notes and see if I have anything in here that we have to increase. Our diocese assessment, of course, went up, but we have no control over that. That comes from the diocese telling us what we're going to put there. We've had to increase our insurance because that will go up. We know we've added like 7% to that. And a couple of other things that like copier expense went up because wow. Again, that has to do with copies, colored copies that we've been making, as well as the, I think our contract, our rental contract with the copier itself is coming due. I think that comes due every 5 years. And of course, this is the year for that to come due. So we had to increase and put that in there. But if you come all the way down to the bottom line, the interesting thing is last year we had a deficit of 12,817. This year we have a deficit of 12,503. I have to give a confession. In all my training, you don't have a deficit budget. It's been very hard for me to accept the fact that churches have deficit budgets. And so this budget this year did not bother me like it has in the past with the deficit being there. So that's your budget. If you have a question, again, contact me and we'll go over it more in detail. But if you can look line by line, if you have a question now, I'll be happy to answer it for you.
I'll give you a chance to see that. Okay, any questions about that? Really. If there's something you want me to focus on, I will.
Mark Bailey.
You know, and there you see Diane Hayes's handiwork. I mean, she's there for us all the time, keeps right on top of this. We're very fortunate to have her as our treasurer. Mm-hmm. And I've been so deliberate in pointing out, although the annual meeting does not approve the budget, it elects the vestry who approves the budget. I always think it's a good idea to get a show of ratification of the budget. If that's the mind of the group, if the group decides not to ratify it, well, then the vestry has more work to do. But I would be feel very entertaining toward a motion to ratify the budget drawn up by our vestry.
I so move.
And Carol Weathers. Oh, Carol was quick on the draw. Carol moved. And who was that?
I'll second.
Somebody seconded.
Sherry.
All righty. Is it Sandy? Oh, it's Sherry Musgrove. Okay. All in favor, we'll do that hand thing again like this, or you can click on that jazzy little hand in your, is that in the chat box or in the participant box?
In the chats.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. In the chat, but you know, I think we're all right. Okay. The motion passed. All opposed. Who'd have the nerve? That mean they have to come on the vestry and debate all that stuff. Very good. The motion passes handily, unanimously, as far as I can tell. And we have that budget for this year. Now, I'd just like to open things up. Since we've done this both last year and this year, one of the benefits of Zoom is that we tend to do things a little more economically, efficiently, I think, with our time. And so I don't want this just to be a by the way. The next line says discussion for the good of the parish. I just, if there's anything anybody wants to bring up at this point, this is a good time to do it while we're all together and not just drinking coffee or not doing Bible study, but something, a concern you have. Yeah, David, I see you.
I'd really like to thank JJ for all the care that it takes to be junior warden, and he did it for 2 years. And I was a little surprised that we didn't see his certificate, but I guess you've already talked to him about that.
Well, I have. But it's, the only reason I didn't do it is because he wasn't here to see it.
Yeah.
I might be able to find
but
him.
But I do want to say, I do want to say thank you to him and make sure everybody recognizes all, you know, since we're never around, we don't see what happens.
Absolutely. And JJ, unlike a lot of us, JJ has a job that he goes to every day and works. There's his certificate, as a matter of fact. And I am so grateful to him. He has, he's done a wonderful job, not only of things like climbing up in trees and trimming our trees, but also coordinating efforts of other people. And so we're very grateful to JJ for all the work that he's done. Thank you, David, for saying that. Appreciate it. What else you got?
The other thing I'd like to say is hi, Bobby and George Clear.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, see, we're just so happy to have you all here. And anytime you're back this way, please come join us. That's fantastic. I can stop it now, I think. Anybody else?
Yes, Matt. Michael?
Yes,
I just got a text from Margaret Thomas, and she is having internet problems and could not get on, but she did want everybody to know that she's concerned.
Oh, thank you. I got that too and forgot to say it.
Sorry about that.
Josie. No, I did send her a text back saying, sorry, you can't join us, but glad you let us know. Anything else? Yes, Carol, what?
I just wondered if we have any kind of update on COVID or if there's any thought about coming back to church.
I checked.
I'm really glad.
I'm sure Susan probably
has. Again, Linda?
I bet Susan has a better, but I checked the dashboard this morning and it's up. So we're at about 31% right now in terms of positivity. We need to be below 10. So we haven't peaked yet. So at least to my mind, that would
be the
situation of Zoom.
And it looks like nationally, we're peaking a little sooner than we expected, but that doesn't mean every nook and cranny.
Yeah.
Like Burnett, Texas. I think our group, I'm glad for several reasons you mentioned it, Carol. I think our group should meet this Wednesday. That's our usual meeting time when we do meet. This Wednesday at 5:00, that worked for everybody here that's on the committee. That's great. Otis, we might use a member and not a member of that committee, depending on what the week is. I don't know if you are or not a member of the regathering COVID committee, whatever we're calling it these days.
It toggles between COVID or regathering.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think our testing might be a little bit behind because Burnett County reported 644 cases yesterday.
144%.
And 20% of the county has had COVID. Yeah. 644.
Say that again, Susan, please.
Yesterday, the county reported 644 positive cases of COVID for the day.
Those are just reported ones. That's not self-testing or backlogs.
Self-testing will not be in the data.
Yeah.
I do suspect it's a backlog issue. There was a day about a year ago where we reported 4,000 cases in one day, which is impossible with our testing capability.
Michael?
Yes.
I heard on the news this week that in La Jolla, it was either La Jolla or McAllen, a bunch of illegals were in a Whataburger and got reported because they were all coughing and carrying on. And they went back to the motel that they were in, and the whole motel was nothing but illegals that had been placed there, and every one of them was infected with COVID.
So that's a huge amount.
That's a huge amount.
Mm-hmm. So it spreads easily.
It is a huge. Mm-hmm. So yes.
That was all
it
the news.
It spreads very quickly. That's our present, people who come across our borders.
May I inject also, Michael, that the Burnett Fire Department is still giving the test for the charge of $25, but you do have to now call and make an appointment for the test.
Yeah, that's for all of them, man.
I'm so glad to have that announced here. And the $25 I know is their administrative fee. It's not for the test. It's for what they have to do to be able to provide the test.
There was some place in Marble Falls that I don't know what days, but are giving the test between certain hours for free.
Right.
That is Lone Star Circle of Care, which they do. They're doing that at the Helping Center.
Helping Center
on Broadway.
The Helping Center. I'm glad to hear that, Rufus. Lone Star Circle of Care is something I've referred a bunch of people to who are uninsured or unable to pay for medical care. My impression is they're a really good organization and
there are
various places across the state. So there you go, Mark Falls. Anything else? One of my favorite statements about this was from our senior warden, who said, no one that we know of has been infected with the coronavirus at Epiphany. So when we wring our hands and shuffle our feet and get impatient about getting back together, and that belongs to me as much as it does to anybody, we need to remember that important fact. That we have not been the site of any new infection. And so if we err one way or the other, I'd much rather we err on the side of caution and Now the concern is not just do I get sick, whoever I'm, each one of us gets sick. Am I going to take a hospital bed for someone that needs it for some other reason? So there are all kinds of ramifications for this now. And we will be before too long. I know that. And we will be back in church. And I look forward to that as much as anybody. What else? Linda, were you about to say something? I saw your hand.
This kind of shifting, no segue. I just want to say what a pleasure it's been to work under your leadership. And I know I expressed the love and appreciation of the entire parish. We wouldn't be here without you. And we just thank you so much.
Amen.
Well, amen.
Kind of you to say amen. That. Thank you. Thank you all. It's my privilege. I feel so blessed to be able to do this. And I'm grateful to do it alongside all of you.
Cecile has to leave.
Okay. Cecile, we'll miss you.
Take care. Cecile's going.
We'll talk about you now.
Go ahead. My ears will turn. Yeah.
If it looks like we've handled the pressing business of the day, if someone wanted to move adjournment, we could do that and all sing the doxology together.
I would so
That's
move.
That's a hint to Otis too. All right. I bet there's a second.
Well,
all in favor, as soon as Otis mutes us and starts the music, sing the doxology. Love you all.
Love you too.
I could sing it for you the way we did in seminary. You want to hear that rendition of it? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here. Well, you get it. You get the idea. You ready for us?
Stop. Stop. I was muted. I am now unmuting.
Thank you, Otis. Thank you all.